Hundreds of IT jobs are available in mid-Michigan. That's a line from a column in last Sunday's Lansing State Journal. Our next guest collaborated on that column with an executive of Capital Area Michigan Works, the organization that helps job seekers. Both claim that a number of persistent myths keep people from pursuing jobs or getting training in the IT field, which they say offers plenty of job opportunities here in the Lansing area. To explain, we welcome Andrea Reagan, the collaborator. Andrea is the executive director of the Capital Area IT Council. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Been a while. We've worked on stories a few times here over the years at WKAR. In the column that you and Edie Hatter-Williams collaborated on, you lay out five myths about the IT sector. Now, but before we talk about each one of those, it's because of these myths that so many jobs go unfilled?
I think it's each of these myths is a factor. It's a complicated sort of layers of reasoning why there are so many available positions in IT and why the demand is increasing. But while the demand for IT careers is increasing, the supply is not increasing accordingly. And so these myths really address some of the factors as to why that might be the case.
Sure.
So in trying to coordinate the workforce development options that we have for job seekers and for education institutions, we want to make sure that that fits the open market. So that's where we want to break down some of these myths and make sure that people are choosing IT careers and choosing IT education to help with the increasing demand.
The column actually alludes to a sixth myth. Let's get that one out of the way first, namely that there aren't any jobs in IT. Your data contradicts that. What data do you look at, and what is it showing here in 2016?
Certainly. We look at a lot of data, and there's different ways to compartmentalize IT careers. One of the ways that we look at that is looking at any career that fits the code for science, technology, engineering, and math. And actually, the direction that these IT careers are going, we're going to expand that into what we are now calling STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts and math.
Yeah.
Because we need the creative thinkers. We need innovators. And so IT careers that fit that STEAM realm are increasing, and they're anticipated to grow at least 12% by 2020. Mm. So it's just continually going up.
Well, let's run through the five myths here, and I'll have you comment briefly on each one. The first one is young people already know technology. I kind of get that. I know what people are thinking when they say that. What does that mean, though?
Well, I have had actual interactions when I go to try to promote the growth of IT careers and the lucrative nature of IT careers and how they promote lifelong learning at education institutions, where I end up interacting with both students and parents, either at the K-12 level or even community college or university level. And I have had direct interactions with parents that say, but the kids already know technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to be rude as I make a parallel statement and say, well, I filed my own taxes this year. Does that make me a certified tax consultant? It doesn't, and I understand where they're coming from and how it might seem that way from the outside. But what that actually means is that parent has just made my point for me in articulating that we have more end users of technology than ever because their children have devices, often multiple devices. They know how to use them, but they're not coding them or writing the apps or building the network and hardware that support this device usage.
Right.
So the more that technology permeates every aspect of our lives, the more end users we have, which means we need to backfill those positions to continue the support for technology development.
Another myth, IT jobs are short-lived.
I think this myth comes directly from, again, talking about sort of that parent audience of current students. And they lived through an era where AOL and other .com positions came and went. Only 40% of .com positions that were created in the mid-90s survived past the year 2000. And so that was a pretty huge drop. But this is not simply web development that we're talking about. We're talking about technology that permeates every aspect of our lives, and it's the industry that permeates all other industries, which might actually be speaking ahead to some of these other myths. But technology is in every aspect of our lives, which means it's in every aspect of careers. Technology is in healthcare. Technology is in manufacturing. Technology is in supply chain. Technology is in finance and insurance. So each one of these types of organizations and each one of these industries has increasing demand, which means that these jobs are stable. As the demand continues to increase, the salaries are going to get higher. The recruitment efforts are going to continue to increase accordingly. And the people that can fill these careers are very, very valuable. So these are stable, lucrative careers.
Mm. Andrea Reagan's our guest. Andrea is the executive director of the Capital Area IT Council. We're talking about the hundreds of IT jobs that are available here in mid-Michigan. And we're exploring that by addressing a number of what Andrea says are myths about the IT sector. The myth number three, a computer science degree and 3 to 5 years of experience are needed.
Well, and you will see that listed as quote unquote required or recommended in many of the job postings, which is where we're getting our data and our information on how many jobs are open and where are they being posted. When we scrape that information and that data, that's certainly listed as a desire from these employers, but it's a desire. There is a severe talent constraint across multiple industries with wanting someone with that bachelor's degree in computer science, some experience under their belt, and ready to come in mid-stride, mid-level in their career. Those people that are there are typically gainfully employed and not necessarily as mobile as employers might want to see. And like I mentioned, we don't have as many people feeding into those career tracks and those education tracks as there is in the demand for the market. So even though that's what you might see in postings, I just encourage every job seeker, or even if you're not a job seeker, even if you have another career or job altogether, anyone interested in technology, apply. Explore those options, apply, apply, apply. And that's because with the interaction we have with employers at Capital Area Michigan Works and through the Capital Area IT Council, the number one thing I hear from employers isn't just where are the degrees, it's how do we support education, but also, Andrea, where are the good people? Where are the good people? Where are the passionate people? Mm. Where's someone I can sit down in an interview and say, what kind of network do you have at home? What do you like to build? Mm. And really understanding that passion and that interest and that access to technology is so much more important than having the exact requirements that are listed in any job posting. And I don't think that's true just for IT. I think that that goes across the board for job seekers and employers trying to make a match of the skills that they want and the skills that they have. Apply anyway. Don't hesitate.
Enthusiasm matters.
Enthusiasm matters. And it matters a lot.
Myth number four, you'll learn everything you need to know in school.
I think anyone who at any level of education with a little bit of career experience under their belt can say that's just not true. And I think that's especially not true in IT because it's the fastest growing but also the fastest changing industry on the market. IT and education and careers in IT come with the expectation of lifelong learning because technology is always changing. So mostly what employers are looking for and what job seekers need to know is, did you learn how to learn? And if you did and you can apply that lifelong learning aspect or be hungry or be an innovator, any room for creativity or outside the box thinking, there's a lot of room for that in IT careers.
Here is and myth number five. I'm sure you take great pleasure in dispelling this. You must leave the area to get a good paying IT job.
Absolutely. I want to bust that myth to the ground because that is just not true.
Well, we have hundreds of jobs in our area.
Hundreds.
You're saying you monitor this every quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Is
quarterly,
that right?
Yep. And sometimes up to every 90 days. And in any 90-day period that we do a scrape on the internet for job postings that fit either that STEM or STEAM mold, I find anywhere from 500 to 900 positions available. And that might be conservative because not everybody's posting every position online. Sometimes they're taking different recruiting efforts. But there are hundreds of positions available.
You've made it clear that IT jobs are apt to end up in any number of different kinds of sectors. Can you generalize at all about our area, about the Lansing area, about where these jobs are? Are they
I mean,
we hear all the time about the future being in healthcare.
Right. I will say that Lansing
is that one.
I mean, the capital area, the Tri-County area around mid-Michigan, we have a booming local business community and local economy that's not always recognized on the statewide level the same way that some of our partners are across the business belt in Grand Rapids or the Detroit area. But Lansing thriving in each of these industries in healthcare, in the return of manufacturing, and in insurance and finance, which I would say are three of our major players, that creates a wealth of opportunities within IT. And we really have, we don't have the critical mass of job seekers yet to fill those, and there are diverse opportunities. opportunities. So I encourage anyone, if you have a different career and you're thinking about a transition into IT, how would that apply? If you worked in the medical field, do you want to get into electronic medical records or coding? You know, have you worked in manufacturing and do you want to explore more about robotics? Have you worked in insurance and finance and you simply want to make this more applicable to your industry? There are diverse opportunities and they really are across the board.
I want to close with a more challenging question here. You do allude on, I think, Capital Area Michigan Works and maybe the IT Council as well, allude to a lack of success in strategic education programs. What isn't happening in education that ought to be happening?
That is a difficult question to answer. And that comes back to some of the myths we already discussed. Is the biggest challenge and the biggest lack of success that we see is simply students of all levels, K-12, community college, university, not choosing IT careers, which is why I have a job. I could promote them all day for every factor of not just how valuable they are, but how much these employers that I'm working with and speaking to have a sense of the value of human capital. They need the passion, they need the personalities, and they want it to be something that job seekers choose. So look at those careers, look at the pathways. They're wide open with possibility. And I would say that's where we want to see an increased influence and increased success in education and training.
Really interesting discussion. We want to thank our guest, Andrea Reagan. Andrea is Executive Director of the Capital Area IT Council. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.